This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Nothing would increase your iman like being mindful of Allah when you're alone.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. First of all, I want all of you to say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We are here tonight in the house of Allah, where everybody else is elsewhere, where they doing what they do, but Allah has invited us to His house. What can be better than this, Ya Ibad al-Rahman? This is a ni'mah, wallahi, wallahi. This is لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah would ask us about this da'wah, this ni'mah. Because this is a beautiful ni'mah, what everybody is celebrating tonight, doing what they're doing, and you here came by invitation. Allah has invited you to His house. So Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah, Ya Ibad al-Rahman. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, if you're grateful, I will increase my ni'mah upon you. Secondly, tonight I am very humble to be with my brothers, mashallah, my younger brothers. One is John Fontaine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in ilm and taqwa. قُولُوا آمين. First time I met John, it was in this masjid. I don't know if he told you it was in this masjid. And he just accepted Islam and he was recording for the lecture. Subhanallah, and we got to know each other after that. And now walillahi alhamd, qulu alhamdulillah. Now walillahi alhamd, he's international da'i. Alhamdulillah. And I'm not breaking his back, I'm not praising him. وَلَكِنْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ This is from the ni'm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is not doing da'wah only in Europe, only in North America, or in Australia. He's everywhere, mainly in Africa, Allahu Akbar. Where we all run away from it. I left Africa and he went back. And only Allah knows how many projects that is under his belt since he became a Muslim. So we ask Allah to give him a thabat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to firm his feet on the haq, on the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, yani subhanallah, and this is a very scary thing, my dear brothers and sisters, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ And he say, if you do not do the da'wah, if you do not do the work of Allah, Allah will replace you with other people, with other nations who will not be like you. Will not be like yourselves. Selfish, you know, dunya, greedy, chasers. No, they would be for Allah. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ This is the keyword. They will not be like you. as though Allah would fire certain people from the deen, from the da'wah of Allah, and He will hire a new patch of people, a new group who would do the da'wah of Allah. And we have a raw example right here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. The brother Jazahallah Khair, during his Islam, during his lifetime in Islam, which is very short, he's just a baby, he authored so many books that would benefit our youth. Books in all levels, you know, in Tawheed, you know, clearing confusion from the minds of younger people, especially those who've been gained through, you know, secular education in the university levels. If you have issues, if you have doubts, you need to go back to his books. You need to read what he wrote, Tabarakallah. His books is being given for free by the thousands. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a thabat. Qulu ameen. Tabarakallah. And here I'm very humble that my little brother, mashallah, tabarakallah. You know, Sheikh Muhammad, you know, he's being humble. You hear his recitation, it melts your heart, subhanallah. It's a beautiful Quran. And again, I'm not breaking his back, but this is from the truth. And when you see a raw material, when you see someone who have what it takes, you don't need to be smart, intelligent, to know this is the next person, this is the person who can do good for his ummah. And Sheikh Muhammad, tabarakallah, in all level, in social level, in education level, in ilmi level, in Quran level, he is the Sheikh. And I learned something from my Sheikh, Sheikh Mustafa Harun. And I was telling the Sheikh, when the Sheikh told me, when I told the Sheikh, mashallah, tabarakallah, upstairs is full, you know, downstairs is full, people are praying outside. And he said that people came for the conference. People did not come for the conference. If the da'wah in a community is not, you know, active, then the people would not just come because somebody came by, but because of the da'wah that this masjid and the organization is doing. So may Allah bless the Sheikh and bless the brothers who are doing da'wah. Qulu amin ya ibadallah. But he is the deal, tabarakahu wa ta'ala. So I won't take much of your time. I know you've been sitting here since Asr. I was asked to speak about the istiqamah. Al-istiqamah ala deen. Al-istiqamah ala this deen. Yaqul Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, when he was giving the definition of al-istiqamah. Yaqul al-istiqamah. أن لا ينشغل قلبك بغير الله سبحانه وتعالى. The definition of الاستقامة according to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is for your heart not to be occupied, not to be concerned about anyone but Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And that's why the ulama always say, why do you think Abu Bakr is first in all levels? He's first in Jannah. He's first to lead the ummah after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's first to accept Islam. He's first to, you know, give all his wealth for the sake of Allah. And he was first radiyallahu an in every level. Man li bi mithlika ya Aba Bakr tamshi ruwaydan wa taji'u fil awwal. The sha'ir, the poet said, who can be like you, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Who could be like you? You gently and softly walk. You walk gently and softly, but you're always first. When we think about the Hufad of the Sahaba, Abu Bakr was not one of them. When you think about the Fuqaha of the Sahaba, Abu Bakr was not one of them. When you think about all levels of Mujahideen, you know, the those who will fight the enemies of Allah, when you think of them, you think about Khalid bin Walid. You think about Umar bin Khattab. You think about Aba Dujana. You think about Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Umar Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was not on the list, but he's always first because of al-ikhlas that he has. So according to him, al-istiqama, he said, أَلَّا يَنْشَغِلَ قَلْبُكَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَيَقُولُ عُمَرُ بِنْ خَطَّابِ تَعْرِيفَ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ قَالَ أَنْ تَعْمَلَ بِالْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي وَأَنْ لَا يَرُوغَ قَلْبُكَ رَوَغَانَ الثَّعْلَبِ. He said, for your heart
to do what Allah has ordered you to do, to abstain what Allah asks you to abstain from it, and your heart, and for your heart not to wave left and right like a fox. Yeah, and it's not concentrating. If you want a true istiqamah, you gotta concentrate. And that's how you achieve. يقول ابن رجب الحنبلي ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله قال الاستقامة قال التوحيد الاستقامة قال أن يق التوحيد رحمه الله. So الاستقامة الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran. And Allah said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad, stay on the istiqamah. Stay on the right path, you and those who followed you. But Allah did not give him a choice. Kama umirt, as you were ordered, as you were given the instruction from Allah. Not how you see it, not how you feel it, like it. No, kama umirt. You pray according how Allah asks you to pray, and the Messenger of Allah showed you to. In Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, in Sahih al-Bukhari, qala an-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you saw me praying. Not how you want to pray. Hijab, oh my dear sisters, kama umirt, is how Allah said, not how you feel like. Hijab is not the way of the fashion is nowadays. Hijab is not how you want to dress up, but how Allah ordered you in the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minin yudnina 'alayhinna min jalabibihin. This is order from Allah. So the sister comes to the masjid in a tight hijab with the makeup. That's not what Allah said. لأن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال كما أمرت, as you were ordered, not as you thought or as you were suggested to, no, how you were ordered. Everything in life is كما أمرت. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح مسلم حديث سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي قال سفيان قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل غيرك. يا رسول الله, tell me about Islam something that I would never ask anyone else. I would not have the need to ask Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Muawiyah or Mu'ad bin Jabal. I want only you to tell me the best of Islam. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. قل آمنت بالله. Say I believe in Allah and stay on that. Stay on that. Don't deviate from it. Don't. This is an istiqama. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in many ahadith في الطبراني في مسند أحمد في ابن ماجه في سنن ابن ماجه حسنه وصححه الألباني in a different levels in different أحاديث. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال استقيموا ولن تستطيعوا ولن تخلصوا. He said do istiqama and you will not be able to accomplish to perfect it, but do it. Istiqama is must. What is it istiqama? Is for us to do what Allah wants from us. To follow the rules of Allah. Now how can we do this? And I know, Allah, you're all tired because I can feel that how you've been here since Asr. How do you do istiqamah? We will mention a few things. Number one, if you want istiqamah, al-ikhlasu lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ikhlasu, whatever you do, it must be based on sincerity. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Whatever you want to do, you better do it with ikhlas. You don't have to do tons of deeds, but whatever you do it with ikhlas, with sincerity. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you based on your intention. Even if everybody misunderstood you, even the people did not see what you're trying to accomplish, but Allah knows you're sincere and Allah will reward you. So ikhlas is the most important thing. The second thing, ya ibad al-Rahman, that you need to do for us to be al-istiqama, is for you at-ta'a wal-ijtinab al-ma'asi. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you stay away from a ma'asiyah. Stay away from ma'asiyah. Because a lot of us, we think that I will do this and I will do this. Sa'a li nafsika wa sa'a li rabbik. Or sa'a li rabbika wa sa'a li nafsika. An hour for yourself and 1 hour for Allah. No, let everything be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith, جاء رجل أعرابي. A Bedouin man came to the messenger of Allah على ناقته, on his mount, on his camel. He got off the camel and he walked to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he walked into the masjid not knowing who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فدخل المسجد فقال أين ابن هاشم. Where's Ibn Hashim? Ikraman wa ijlalan wa ihtiraman. The Sahaba did not say that's him, but they just looked towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fajalaza indah. Lam yuthkar annahu salla rak'atayn sunnah. Nobody mentioned that he prayed tahiyyat al-masjid or he did anything, but he came and he sat in front of Rasulullah. Faqala ya Muhammad, إني سائلك ومشدد عليك فلا تجد في نفسك علي حاجة. Disclaimer. He said, yeah, Muhammad, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to be very harsh on you. Very stern. So don't take it to your heart. Don't keep anything in your heart towards me, but I have to ask. So the messenger of Allah قال قل فقال أسألك بالذي رفع السماء ونصب الجبال وبسط الأرض الله أرسلك. سبحان الله. He said, I ask you by the one who raised the heavens, who rooted the mountains, who flattened the earth, did Allah send you? Messenger of Allah was leaning. When he realized how serious this man is, He sat up and he said, yes, by Allah, Allah sent me. And then he said, Inna Rasulaka Yaz'um, your man that you sent to us so you can give us da'wah. He's claiming, and then he mentioned the five pillars of Islam, or at least four of them. When he finished, and every time that the messenger of Allah answers question, he says, did Allah order you for us to pray five times? Rasulullah will say, yes. قَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَا أَعْلَيَّ غَيْرُهُنَّ. Do we have to do anything else? And the man will say no. Or Rasulullah will say no. He will say, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَزِيدُ عَلَيْهِنْ وَلَا أَنْقُصْ. I will not pray sunnah. I will not pray witr. I will not pray nawafil. I will just pray five daily prayers. And then he would ask Ramadan fasting. And the messenger of Allah, he said, yes, you should fast Ramadan. He said, أَعَلَيَّ غَيْرُهَا. Do I have to do anything else? He said, no, unless you want to volunteer. He said, wallahi, I will not do anything but for the Ramadan. And then he did the zakah, he did everything. And then when he finished everything, he stood up. فَقَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنِّي ضِمَامُ بِنُ ثَعْلَبَةَ. I am, my name is ضِمَامُ بِنُ ثَعْلَبَةَ. وَإِنِّي أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. قام الرجل فقام وانصرف. Now what did he say? Only five pillars of Islam, nothing extra. No nawafil, no sadaqah, nothing. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري
من سر أن ينظر إلى رجل من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا. سبحان الله.
He said, if you want to see a man from Jannah, do you want to see a person from Ahl al-Jannah? Take a look at that man. قال العلماء لم يصلي النوافل. He did not perform nafil. He did not give extra sadaqah. Why?
قالوا قد امتنع عن المعاصي.
He only did the good things, but he did not load himself with sins. So if you want istiqamah, if you want to be on the haqq, then you must avoid the ma'asiyah, even if you just do five arkan Islam. Five arkan Islam, and do not forget the other thing that came after, which is hijab and so on. The third thing, if you want istiqamah, ya ibadullah. The third thing that if you want istiqamah, al-ilm. Al-ilm. You must learn. The problem of the ummah is al-jahl. The problem of this ummah, why do you think we are firaq? Why do you think this group is calling to this? And this group is calling to that? And this group is inviting you, and this group is labeling the other group? Because al-jahl. If you want to reach the highest level, you must learn the deen of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Huh? العلماء. Who fears Allah? يَرْفَعُ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise amongst us those who علم was given to them. علم. Without علم, نحن على الضلالة. نحن على الضلالة. يعني قيل للرجل إحدى الروايات بالسند لا بأس به. قيل a man got hurt and he was wounded. And then at night, he had a dream. فوقع في جنابة. He became in the state of janabah. فسأل أصحابه. He asked the people around him, what should I do? I cannot pray. What should I do? فقالوا, you must take ghusl. So he took complete ghusl, and from that he died. فأخبر ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال قتلوه قاتلهم الله إنما شفاء العي السؤال. He said they killed him with their jahl. The cure of ignorance is asking. It's asking. So if you don't know something, you must ask. But you must learn the deen of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us al-alim, the difference between al-alim wal-abid is like the stars or the moons or the sun, a different narration than and the simple star, the simple person. The difference between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a simple person, that's the difference between the alim and a jahil. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال عالم واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد. He said one scholar is more difficult on Iblis than a 1,000 worshipper. Why? Because a worshipper, a simple person who worships Allah على عماه, Iblis can deviate that person from the truth. But one alim, no. It is so difficult for shaitan to mislead a scholar. He can mislead 1,000 people, but not one scholar. So ya ibadallah, let us learn the deen of Allah. Let us learn the ilm. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to send saraya, when he used to send delegation or even an army, you know, to patrol the area, he would ask, which one of you have most ilm, most Quran? And whosoever have the most Quran, he will be the amir of the group. Ikram al-ilm. In the battle of Uhud, when the Sahaba had to be buried, radiyallahu anhum, in groups, the Messenger of Allah, he said, put the one who has most ilm, most Quran, in the front, towards the Qibla, so he can lead them even in their grave, subhanallah. When a man, when Umar ibn Khattab called the Amir of Makkah, Amir of Makkah, فَقَالَ مَنْ وَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ مَكَّةِ. Who did you leave Ahli Makkah to lead? فَقَالَ بَنِي مَوْلَى فُلَان. This man who used to be his slave. فَقَالَ وَيْحَكَ تَرَكْتَ مَوْلَى عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ مَكَّةِ. You left the Mawla to rule over the people of Makkah. فَقَالَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إنه أعلمنا بكتاب الله إنه أحفظنا لكتاب الله وأعلمنا بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال عمر بن الخطاب في صحيح مسلم إن الله لا يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Allah will raise nations because of this علم, because of the book of Allah, and Allah will disgrace nations because of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fadl al-ilm. And I can talk about fadl al-ilm until we get tired. But this is one of the points. If you are from ahl al-ilm, istiqamah would be so easy. Number four, an-nawafil. An-nawafil. Remember hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته. قال حديث, the most of the part of the hadith, قال ولا يزال يتقرب إلي عبد بالنوافل حتى أحب. He said, my servant is still coming closer to me by performing nawafil. قال فإذا أحببت كنت بصره الذي يبصر به وسمعه الذي يسمع به ويده الذي يبطش بها ورجله الذي يمشي. يعني سبحان الله, he said, if I love my servant, then I will be the sight that he sees things with, the hearing that he uses to hear with, the hands that he uses to to carry something, the foot, which means Allah will guide the jawarih of that person, the limbs of that person, to do only khair, nothing else. So when nawafil, this is what it is. Number five, ya ibad al-Rahman, is an yakuna dhikrun lak baynaka wa bayna Allah. Subhanallah. Dhikrun lak baynaka wa bayna Allah. That you remember Allah. Give time where you remember Allah alone. Secret. Yani not in a public. Now Saeed sitting in front of the camera, in front of the mashallah musallin, he's mentioning Allah. But what about when he's alone? What about when he's alone? That is something that would help you على الاستقامة. يعني النبي صلى الله في مسند أحمد وغيره قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله قال أنا عند ظن عبدي بي في مسند, في رواية مسند أحمد قال فليظن عبدي بي ما شاء. He say, I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am how my slaves thinks of me. قال فإن ذكرني في نفسه. If he remembers me internally, and you remember Allah by yourself, if you قال إن ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي. يعني سبحان الله. Allah is saying سبحانه وتعالى إن ذكرني في نفسي. يعني you minding your own business. You out there. You know, maybe you're sitting with your family for a dinner, and then you just say سبحان الله. No, Allah is watching me. قال إن ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي. يعني سبحان الله. So if he remembers me alone, يعني secretly, I'll remember it in a way that fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, if you remember Allah in many different places. في صحيح حديث في صحيح البخاري, out of the seven category will be under the shade of Allah. قال ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عينه. A man who will remember Allah alone, not in a jama'ah, that's a different level. But he said, يعني, out of those who's going to be under the shade of Allah is someone who will remember Allah alone, خالياً. خالياً. يعني, there's no musallin on his left, on his right. There's no, you know, jumhur listening to him. You know, خالياً. خالياً. ففاضت عيناه. ففاضت عيناه. يعني, imagine, يا عبد الله. Imagine if you remember Allah when you have no one to praise you, no one to remember you. Imagine the azama of that position. And wallahi, try this. Nothing would increase your iman like, you know, being mindful of Allah when you're alone. It is very easy to be righteous in public. Very easy to be good in public. Very simple, you know, to be good in public. But private, that's a true challenge. True challenge. When no one is there, you know, no one to watch you, no one to judge you. But Allah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وإن ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي. ما أحقرنا يعني ما أحقرك يا عبد الله يعني you know how simple you are, useless you and I are, useless يعني do you think we can benefit Allah or harm him subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, but out of his karam, his generosity, he's telling you, if you remember me alone, I'll remember you, I will not forget you. But you also, if you remember me in mala, wa in dhakarani fi mala'in ذكرته في ملأ خير منه. ذكرته في ملأ خير منه. In a better gathering. In a better gathering. Running out of time. Number six, يا عباد الله. Number six. Remember death. تذكر. هذه من اللذات. تذكر. Remember. When Malak al-Mawt comes, remember the day that you will die. Remember, you going to be in your grave by yourself. No Habib, no family member, no Aziz, no respect. You and the dirt in a dark little tiny room. Remember that. And remember, when Malak al-Mawt comes, you will be a true believer. I will be a true believer. But it will not help if you were not good before that. So what do you do, ya Abdullah? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من هذا من لذات. He said, remember the destroyer of a pleasure. Whatever you collect, fame, money, status, degrees, Malak al-Mawt, it will destroy it just like that. Just like that. And people will remember you based on what you used to do. Khayran kan am shar. Good or evil. People will remember that. People will remember. So tadhakkar ya ibad al-Rahman. Remember. هذا من اللذات. We would stop here بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى reward you for your patience. بارك الله فيك وأحسن الله إليكم.